stories to grow by, stories to grow by every day. Welcome to Stories to Grow By. We hope that you're here to stay. We've got fairy tales. We've got folk tales from all over the world. So stay here and grow from stories to grow by,
stories to grow by
every day.
Hi, I'm Elaine Lindy, and this will be the third episode of Stories to Grow By Presents. And I'm especially pleased today to have a guest host of Hannah Lindy Herlich, who happens to be my daughter.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Hannah. Thanks for joining me here for this very special fairy tale, probably the most classic of all the classic fairy tales in all the world.
Well, you have to be talking about Cinderella.
Indeed I am. And so today we are going to hear the story that's not only a classic, as you may know the story, the three girls and the youngest who is mistreated, but this motif of the three children, sometimes boys, sometimes girls, has been all over the world for thousands of years. This is a story that sticks. How have you liked Cinderella, sweetheart?
I love Cinderella. It is a great story, very adaptable for people of all ages and all around the world.
And this version has been adapted by myself, yours truly, and will be narrated by Stories to Grow By's own Wendy Dissinger.
So let us hear Cinderella.
Once upon a time, a girl named Cinderella lived with her stepmother and two stepsisters. Poor Cinderella had to work hard so the others could rest. It was she who had to wake up each morning when it was still dark and cold to start the fire. It was she who cooked the meals. It was she who kept the fire going. The poor girl could not stay clean from all the ashes and cinders by the fire. "What a mess!" her two stepsisters laughed, and that is why they called her Cinderella. One day, big news came to town. The king and queen were going to have a ball. It was time for the prince to find a bride. All of the young ladies in the land were invited to come. They were wild with joy. They would wear their most beautiful gown and fix their hair extra nice. Maybe the prince would like them. At Cinderella's house, she now had extra work to do. She had to make two brand new gowns for her stepsisters. "Faster!" shouted one stepsister. "You call that a dress?" screamed the other. "Oh dear," said Cinderella, "when can I..." The stepmother marched into the room. "When can you what?" "Well," said the girl, "when will I have time to make my own dress for the ball?" "You?" yelled the stepmother. "Who said you were going to the ball?" "What a laugh," said one stepsister. "Such a mess," they pointed at Cinderella. All of them laughed. Cinderella said to herself, "Maybe they see a mess when they look at me, but if I could, I would go to the ball." Soon the time came for the stepmother and stepsisters to leave for the big party. Their fine carriage came to the door. The stepmother and stepsisters hopped inside, and they were off. "Goodbye," called Cinderella. "Have a good time." But her stepmother and stepsisters did not turn to see her. "Oh, me," said Cinderella sadly. The carriage rode down the street. She said aloud, "I wish I could go to the ball too." Then, poof! All of a sudden, in front of her was a fairy. "You called?" said the fairy. "Did I?" said Cinderella. "Who are you?" "Why, your fairy godmother, of course. And I have come to grant your wish." "But," said Cinderella, "my wish is impossible." "Excuse me," said the fairy godmother in a huff. "Did I not just show up out of thin air?" "Yes, you did," said Cinderella. "Then let me be the one to say what is possible or not." "Well, then I will tell you," said Cinderella. "My stepsisters and stepmother just left for the ball. I wish I could go too." She looked down at her dirty clothes. "But look at me." "You do look a bit of a mess, child," said the fairy godmother. "Even if I had something nice to wear, I would have no way to get there," she said. Dear me, all of that is possible, said the fairy godmother. And with that, she tapped her wand on Cinderella's head. At once, Cinderella was all clean. She was dressed in a beautiful blue gown. Her hair was set up high on her head inside a golden band. This is wonderful, said Cinderella. Who said I was done? Said the fairy godmother. She tapped her wand again. At once, a beautiful carriage came to be, with a driver and four white horses. Am I dreaming? Said Cinderella, looking around her. It is as real as real can be, said the fairy godmother. But there is one thing you must know. What is that? Asked Cinderella. All of this will last only to midnight. At the stroke of midnight tonight, it will all be over. Everything will back to how it was before. Then I must be sure to leave the ball before midnight, said Cinderella. Good idea, said the fairy godmother. She stepped back. My work is done. And with that, the fairy godmother was gone. The driver called out to Cinderella, Are you coming? She stepped into the carriage and they were off. Over at the ball, the prince did not know what to think. Why do you have that sad look on your face? The queen said to her son. Look around you. You could not ask for finer maidens than these. I know, mother, said the prince. Yet he knew something was wrong. He had met many of the young women. Yet after he had said hello, one by one, he could find nothing more to say. Someone pointed to the front door. Look, who is that? All heads turned. Who was that lovely maiden stepping down the stairs? She held her head tall and looked as if she'd belonged, but no one knew her. There is something about her, said the prince to himself. I will ask her to dance, and he walked over to Cinderella. Have we met? Said the prince. I am pleased to meet you now, said Cinderella with a bow. I feel as if I know you, said the prince, but of course that is impossible. Many things are possible, said Cinderella, if you wish it to be true. The prince felt a leap in his heart. He and Cinderella danced. When the song was over, they danced again, and then they danced again and yet again. Soon the other maidens at the ball grew jealous. Why is he dancing all the time with her? They said. How rude! But all the prince could see was Cinderella. They laughed and talked and danced some more. In fact, they danced for so long that Cinderella did not see the clock. Dong, said the clock. Cinderella looked up. Dong went the clock again. She looked up. Oh my, she cried out. It's almost midnight. Dong, rung the clock. Why does that matter? Said the prince. Dong, called the clock. I must go, said Cinderella. Dong went the clock again. But we just met, said the prince. Why leave so soon? Dong, run the clock. I must go now, said Cinderella, and she ran to the steps. Dong, said the clock again. I cannot hear you, said the prince. The clock is too loud. Dong, run the clock. Goodbye, said Cinderella. Up the stairs she ran. Dong, went the clock. Please, stop for a moment, said the prince. Oh dear, she said as one glass slipper fell off her foot on the stair. But Cinderella kept running. Dong, said the clock. Please, wait a moment, said the prince. Dong, run the clock. Goodbye, Cinderella turned one last time, and then she rushed out the door. Dong, the clock was quiet. It was midnight. Wait, called the prince. He picked up her glass slipper and rushed out the door. He looked around, but could not see her blue dress anywhere. This is all I have left from her, he said, looking down at the glass slipper. He saw that it was made in a special way, to fit a foot like none other. Somewhere, there is the other glass slipper, he said, and when I find it, I will find her too, and I will ask her to be my bride. From hut to hut, from house to house went the prince. One young woman after another tried to fit her foot inside the glass slipper, but none could fit, and so the prince moved on. At last the prince came to Cinderella's house. He is coming, screamed one stepsister as she looked out the window. At the door, yelled the other stepsister. Quick, said stepmother, get ready. One of you must be the one to fit your foot in that slipper, no matter what. The prince knocked. The stepmother flew open the door. "Come in," she said. "I have two lovely daughters for you to see." The first stepsister tried to place her foot in the glass slipper. She tried hard, but it just would not fit. Then the second stepsister tried to fit her foot inside. She tried and tried with all her might too, but no dice. "Are there no other young women in this house?" said the prince. "None," said the stepmother. "Then I must go," said the prince. "Maybe there is one more," said Cinderella, stepping into the room. "I thought you said there were no other young women here," said the prince. "None who matter," said the stepmother in a hiss. "Come forward," said the prince. Cinderella stepped forward and sat before him. The prince got down on one knee and tried the glass slipper on her foot. It fit perfectly. Then, from her pocket, Cinderella took out something. It was the other glass slipper. "I knew it," he cried. "You are the one." "What?" shouted one stepsister. "Not her," yelled the other stepsister. "This cannot be," screamed the stepmother. But it was too late. The prince knew that Cinderella was the one. He looked into her eyes. He did not see the cinders in her hair or the ashes on her face. "I have found you," he said. "And I have found you," said Cinderella. And so Cinderella and the prince were married, and they lived happily ever after.
Elaine, back again with Hannah. A lot of discussion responses. You ready?
Yeah, let's get started.
A lot of kids talked about the theme that anything is possible. Vaishnavi said, "If you wish something, it is possible."
I love that from Vaishnavi. You know, Jordan also has said, "The story was trying to show me not to give up on hopes because mean people boss you around."
And Jada said, "Hold that dream and keep dreaming it."
Wow, that's lovely, Jada. Salamatu said, "Do not lose hope. No matter the difficulties you meet in life, there is still hope."
And Zeb put it like this, saying, "The story might be showing us that if you believe in yourself, you can accomplish whatever you want."
Of course. And Swara says, "If we have faith in ourselves and our patient, then even an impossible wish can come true." I like Cinderella a lot for this.
That's nice. And speaking of nice, a lot of kids talked about just being nice as something they saw in Cinderella. Mavisha said, "I think this story is showing me that people have to be very kind."
Absolutely. And you know, Riju said, "Don't judge anyone and love everyone."
Wow. Okay.
We got a lover on our hand with Riju.
And Susan said, that was Susan with a Z, "Never ever think that we are better than the person who sits next to us."
Great. And Christos commented, "We should treat people with respect and not make fun of them."
Nafimi said, "We should not make people suffer and make fun of them because at the end, it will be your turn."
Ooh. This is from an anonymous user who comments, "Why is everyone in these comments just learning about how you shouldn't be rude to people?" Bruh, I learned that when I was 4. Oh, very well spoken, anonymous.
Yeah. So let's see. So some other kids talked about, like, why did Cinderella put up with all the bad treatment she got? Which is something you might wonder. Jester said, "I think Cinderella wanted to make her stepsisters like her, so that's why she tried to be nice, hoping they would."
Yeah, sometimes that's a tricky line to walk. But, you know, let's look at the Donato said, "Although her stepfamily mistreated her greatly, they were still her family, and some part of Cinderella cared for them."
Yeah, I know. Tricky stuff. Oreo had an interesting observation about the part at the end with the shoe, and this is something I wondered about too after I grew up, not when I was a kid. So Oreo said, "I realize the prince can just recognize the girl through her appearance. He does not need to have all the girls try on the shoes."
Oh, yeah. Well, that is, you know, perhaps a very logistical observation there, Oreo.
And yet, it was a leap of faith, and I never thought about it ever, ever, ever until I was entirely grown up.
I mean, you know, dental records are used to identify, you know, all the time. So sometimes, you know, you have to get a little more technical, you know, maybe with it.
And or it could just be as easy as recognizing the girl from the ball who you just saw and fell in love with like a week ago. Let's see, we have a few more. Let's see here. So this version was just a little bit different. The prince wasn't sure about who to marry, so that was a little bit different. Kiwo said, I like the story Cinderella, but this one is the best ever. So thank you, Kiwo, for that.
Anonymous so eloquently put, it was good, and I never heard this version before. That's one reason why it's good.
Well, okay. So there were lots of comments, and let's wrap it up with a few last comments here.
Sure.
So what have you got one?
Let's see. Let's get this one from Sydney, who touched on a lot of themes and said that, you know, basically the moral of Cinderella is people should always fight for what they want with a good heart and hard work. And wickedness and envy will lead to negative consequences, whereas perseverance will lead to a happy ending. And no matter what your situation is, don't give up on your dreams.
Well, there's a lot of territory there that Sydney covered. And here's another anonymous viewer who said the story was about to be hopeful, yet still to try. In the story, Cinderella is ragged and dirty and has abusive parentals and sisters who torment her, yet she still hopes and tries to go to the ball. She keeps on hoping, and eventually she does get to the ball, but she didn't get there without some help and without trying and hoping.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. You gotta comment on the help you get along the way.
That's right, which is ever so important. How about one last one for
us? All right, last one from Jasmine, who says, the lesson is to be kind to other people, no matter if they are poor or rich. The thing that matters is to be kind to everyone. And if we all do that, we can make the world a better place and live our happily ever after life.
Well, that sounds like a nice way to wrap up Cinderella. We hope you enjoyed hearing the story and hearing what other kids say about it. For a lot more fairy tales and folk tales, go to www.storiestogrowby.org.
Yes, and at the end of every story, there is a comment box. That's where you can tell us what you think about the story.
And we will be happy to hear your thoughts. So please do enter them at, what's our URL?
www.storiestogrowby.org.
Thank you, Hannah. And for now, we'll sign off, story lovers.
Wishing you a happy story-loving day.
Thank you.